was at the convention of the Modern Language Association in Chicago 2 weeks ago. There, as a former English department chairman recently released, he addressed a large assembly of English department chairmen on a very academic subject. This was really the hardcore of academia, as you can see. It was a strange role for a poet, perhaps, but Mr. Whittemore did the job with refreshing unorthodoxy. My earlier meeting with him was in Washington last spring. He was in Washington that time, officially as the poetry consultant to the Library of Congress. And this appointment, as I'm sure you're aware, is one of the high honors that go to poets. Reed Whittemore has thus won distinction in two camps, hostile camps, as some people think. At any rate, our guest has neatly combined the creative and the academic life. Meanwhile, his creative powers have flourished, with contemporary American verse being the richer for them. He is the author of 6 books of verse and prose. He has published 3 collections of poetry, Heroes and Heroines in 1946, An American Takes a Walk in 1956, and The Self-Made Man, 1959. More recent publications are his poems and essays in The Boy from Iowa, 1962, and his poems, essays, and short stories in The Fascination of the Abomination, 1963. Mr. Whittemore was founding editor of Furioso, the literary quality quarterly that flourished for a decade and a half from the late 30s to the middle 50s. In 1960, he was instrumental in establishing its successor, the Carlton Miscellany, and served as its editor until 1964. Meanwhile, his verse and prose have appeared in distinguished journals like Poetry, The Saturday Review, The New Yorker, The Nation, Yale Review, Hudson Review, Sewanee Review, and many others. His verse has also been represented in several contemporary anthologies. With this achievement has come wide recognition in such ways as the Harriet Monroe Prize in 1954 and his appointment for 1964-65 as poetry consultant to the Library of Congress. Mr. Whittemore graduated from Yale right at the start of World War II. He entered the Air Force and served the war out, leaving it in 1945 as a captain. After some graduate work at Princeton, he went to Carleton College to teach English, and except for brief periods, has been there since. His term as chairman of the department there during the early 60s ended in 64 with his appointment to Washington. He is now back at Carleton, teaching, writing, and editing, except for when he travels to give readings and to serve on national commissions and committees. The Ruth Stepan Poetry Center is glad to have Reed Whittemore here tonight, and we are fortunate to be able to hear this presentation of his poetry.